Hi, this is Margaret McMahon bringing you the weekly Out and About program, highlighting things to do in and around our area. Just a quick update that Main Street is back open, and you'll also notice work being done on the sidewalks in several areas uptown. Nerdables at 123 Depot Street is a new business in Uptown Roxborough. This is a 3D printing and laser engraving business with some very unique gift and collectible items. Also, towards the end of the month, the new business OD'd on Coffee will be opening on Depot Street. It is where Rise Up Nutrition used to be. Rise Up has moved to the Food Lion Shopping Center on the Durham Road. Soon, a new business will occupy the first floor of the Roxborough building at the corner of Reams and Main Street. It's called Butcher's Daughter, a Market and Deli. And you may have noticed that the former Union Bank is now First National Bank on the Durham Road. If you really want to feel a part of the excitement happening in Uptown Roxborough over the next year, join the Roxborough Uptown Group by being a sponsor of the activities. You can do this for as little as $20. Contact April, the Uptown Director, at 336-322-6019 and let her tell you about the different levels of sponsorship. From February the 8th through the 14th, there's a special wine tasting of the reserve wines at Tunnel Creek Winery and Vineyard, and they're also pairing it with gourmet chocolates as a special treat. For all you lovers of the 13th Door Haunted Manor, they have a special My Bloody Valentine for three nights, February the 10th, 11th, and 14th, starting at 7 p.m. They're located at 970 Frank Timberlake Road, and admission is only $5 per person. The Roxborough Little Theater Group will be presenting the play Clue, the musical, this weekend, February the 10th and 11th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday afternoon, February the 12th at 3 p.m. Tickets are $20, $16, $10, and $8 for students, and at every performance, there's a different murderer. There's a special program being offered at the County Office Building on Friday, February the 10th at 6:30 p.m., sponsored by the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Vision. It's a documentary movie called Hog Farmer. It's the trial of Joey Carter from Duplin County, and he has found himself in the middle of federal lawsuits with high-powered attorneys and large food companies. Doors open at 6 p.m. Admission is free. On Friday, February the 10th, the Senior Center will be having a Valentine's Day dance from 5 to 8 p.m. with DJ Robin Perkins. Adult admission is at $7 at the door, and early purchase of the tickets is $6 a person. On Friday, February the 10th, at the Festival House will be Gary Louder and Smokin' Hot. Tickets are $15. Starting Saturday, February the 11th, there'll be the annual Mayo Lake Open Bass Tournament. Call 336-597-7806 to get registered. Also on February the 11th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., there'll be a special vendor market called Be Our Valentine at the Shops of Hallsway to help you get ready for Valentine's Day. Also in Uptown Roxborough on Saturday, February the 11th, will be the Animal Protection Society folks taking over the bar at 1792 Beer Company. They'll be raising money to cover food, medical expenses, and more for our rescued local pets. Sweet Treats Food Truck will be there in the afternoon, and Tasty Turkey Queue will be there starting at 5:30 p.m. for your dinner time. At Tunnel Creek Winery and Vineyard on Saturday, February the 11th, will be Woolies Blues from 4 to 7 p.m. On Saturday, February the 11th, the Moose Family Center on Highway 49 are having a special Valentine party featuring Southern Class Band from 7 to 10:45 p.m., only $10 a person. At Bowie's on Heiko, you can start your Valentine celebration on Saturday, February the 11th, from 6 to 10 p.m. It's a set menu at $100 a couple, which includes a bottle of wine. Guys, take note that Russell's Limited will be open on Monday, February the 13th to help you find that special item for your Valentine. Now, you know they're normally closed on Monday, but they're opening on Monday the 13th to help you so that you don't land in the doghouse. You know your sweetheart will love to have an item from Russell's. On Tuesday, February the 14th at Palace Point, they're doing a special Sweetheart Bowl. Reserve a lane for you and your sweetie. There are a lot of special amenities that come with your bowling reservation. Call them today and reserve your lane. Clarksville Station has a special Valentine's Day menu for Tuesday, February the 14th, and a signature cocktail called Hug and a Kiss. On Wednesday, February the 15th, North Carolina Oysters will be back at 1792 Beer Company at 5 p.m. On February the 17th, the Break Time Band will be at the Festival House at the Homestead, and tickets are $10. Also, on Friday, February the 17th, Corey Ward, who performed on The Voice, will be at Palace Point from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. On Saturday, February the 18th, Tim Elliott will be at Tunnel Creek Winery and Vineyard from 4 to 7 p.m. Saturday, February the 18th, in Uptown Roxburgh at 1792 Beer Company will be the food truck, Goodness Gracious, and they'll be there for lunch and dinner. To continue your Valentine weekend, there are a couple of great musical opportunities. On February the 18th, Starlet and Big John will be at the Kirby Theater as Bluegrass comes back to the Kirby. They'll be joined by the Roxborough Connection. So join us as Rob Hall brings Bluegrass back to the Kirby Saturday, February the 18th. Another musical opportunity for your Valentine Week celebration will be in the Timberlake Suite at the Homestead on Saturday, February the 18th. There'll be an Elvis dinner show from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Tickets are $45 a person and are on sale now. Well, I hope this has given you some fun things to do this weekend and to put on your planning calendar for the upcoming week. Have a wonderful weekend in beautiful Roxborough and Person County, and thank you for listening. And now a word from the Quality Inn of Roxborough and Ford Bradshaw of Edward Jones, a financial advisor who so kindly bring you Out and About every Thursday.